Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I am joined by the delightful David Percival. Now, we actually call him Percy, and it really, really suits him. He's uber cool. And Percy is actually the VP and the general manager of Cyton International. Now, they've just... But we're going to talk a bit about the history today and what makes them the gold standard and the fact that they've got this great achievement that's just happened. So welcome, Percy.
Thank you, Trish. I'm looking forward to our chat today.
Oh, me too. This has been a long time in the planning, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. You awesome. Sound a lot better today than I know you were under the weather a little bit. So it's
oh, a lot better today. My God. I was just like, I thought I was going to die last week, but hey, I didn't. I'm here. So tell us, Percy. Tell us about Cyton. Like, how long has Cyton been around? How did it even start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're coming up on, well, this is our 25th year in existence. So we're a California-based company, but the roots of the company really go back to 1966. The founder is a guy by the name of Jim Hobart. He got into lasers, early in the mid-60s, and founded a company called Coherent. They went on to become one of the biggest, not only medical, but industrial device companies in the space. We're doing everything from aerospace to industrial lasers, and then in the 80s got into the medical device space. In the aesthetic world where we live in, the aesthetic division of Coherent went on to become a company called Sharpland and ESC, which ultimately became Luminous. I know that's probably the name that many of the listeners will probably recognize. So the foundation of the company really, you know, goes back to the 60s. And, you know, we're excited because in 97, he started this company. And, you know, it was kind of a boutique little project after he left Coherent. And, you know, I think he set out with the intention of just, you know, having come from a publicly traded company, of creating a company where he could go in, focus on the quality and do some things that, you know, he just wasn't able to do running a public company. And so a lot of the engineering team and a lot of the kind of the folks that were instrumental in the medical aesthetic section of Coherent came over, and they're a big part of Cyton. So the foundation of the company, it's two physicists, you know, so a lot of the decisions we make are really and truly based around science. Independently owned company, we have no outside debt, no, you know, organic external financing of any kind. So that really puts us in a unique situation because we really don't answer to anybody except ourselves, right? And so I think we make decisions a little bit differently than some of the other companies out there in the space, just because, you know, we've built everything organically and, you know, we answer to ourselves and the company is owned by the employees. And that's just gives us a very unique approach to decision-making. And I think it kind of sets us apart because we're not making decisions on what's best always for the bottom line. I think a lot of times we start with how can we make the best product, then we figure out what we're going to charge for it. And you know, sometimes that makes us at the high end, at the premium end of the market space, but it's really who we are. And you said gold standard. And I think a lot of times that term gets overused a lot of times because I think, you know, everybody wants to claim and wants to act like they're the gold standard. Mm-hmm. And when you really pick apart the devices, the quality of the things that go inside of them, that's not just a catchy buzzword with us. We really truly feel like we have the history and the pedigree to stand behind that term. And, we'd love to tell our customers out there and our prospects out there more about the company and why we feel that way.
Yeah, totally. And so every machine every Cyton machine is actually made in the US. Is that right?
It is, yes. Yeah. So we've got a manufacturing facility in the heart of Palo Alto, California. If you know that area, geography-wise, that's in the Silicon Valley where Google and Facebook and Uber and, you know, so many of the social media, LinkedIn, and so many of the social media companies that we see and use on a day-to-day basis are just, you know, they're our neighbors. We run our manufacturing facility right there in Palo Alto. So, you know, we've got hundreds or close to 100,000 square feet of manufacturing space. It's a few miles from the owners and the founders' homes. And so it's really interesting because they can pop in and routinely, you know, I think a lot of CEOs and presidents or founders, you see them sitting in boardrooms, whereas in our situation, Cyton is their workshop. So they're popping down and most of the time you'll find them in the lab working on developing technology with their sleeves rolled up, literally with their hands in devices, either diagnosing problems or working with the engineering team on new design. So it's really an interesting approach. A lot of companies in our space, outsource, OEM, contract manufacturing, those are kind of buzzwords that you hear in business, which means essentially they have a third-party company either making the device for them and labeling it with their name on it, or they're buying and assembling, components that are used in a majority of the, other lasers out there, and just repackaged with a different name on it. And, in our situation, majority of the stuff we do, we design and build on our own. So it's just a unique hand-built kind of approach to manufacturing, which again, kind of sets us apart. And again, that gold standard kind of word that we talked about.
And you know what, you're spot on, because the thing is, apart from the fact that it's manufactured, you've also, it's kind of cutting out the middleman, as in, you don't have to get someone else to wholesale it for you, that sort of thing. You can actually go straight to the consumer, but also, the business. But also what I like about that as well is the fact that, like you said, it's virtually not made to order, but you make the exact devices that you want to do the exact thing that you guys want. So it's like a real, it's like tailored to fit, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's a good way to put it, for sure.
And tell me, so I've noticed, and one of the things I love is when someone gets a device, it comes in a wooden crate. I love that.
Yeah, another custom design box, right, that you can, built around the device. And we had to do that because we're shipping these things all over the world, and especially nowadays, with all the logistical, nightmares that we've all been through for the last couple of years, it's so important that the device arrives in a, safely. And, I've seen some of the horror stories and heard some of the horror stories of things, just getting dropped off of, forklifts and crates and those kind of things. And so we really took a lot of time to design it so that it would arrive at the customer's facility, safe and sound the way that they ordered it. So,
Yep. No, I love that. When I first saw it, I thought, oh, wow, that's something different, because I'd never seen it before, and I've seen lots of devices being delivered to clinics and whatnot, but when I saw it in the crate, I thought, oh, that's the bomb, that's really cool.
I love it. And
so, to me, one of the things you mentioned about the founders popping in because live close by, and it's a real family business. And it's really funny because just recently at the Cyton Live was the first time I got to experience a Cyton event, but also the fact that you guys came down from overseas and all that. And it is a real family. And I think that kind of resonates through from the top through to the bottom, through to when you get a clinic. So it's a very cohesive kind of family line. So how do you guys maintain that?
That is the $1 million question.
I was going to say, that's the hardest question you're going to get today.
Yeah, is that the one? Okay, because so I tell you, we work really, really hard on it, Trish. It is not easy. And, I think it starts at the top, right? It starts at the founders. They started the company with that mindset, and we've just built on it over the course of the last, really probably 20 years, but the last 10 to 15 have really been, it's really been a focal point. The last seven, under our CEO's vision, I tell you, Aaron has done a great job of kind of building up the culture of the business. Today, actually, you ask, tactically, how do we do it? We have what's called the culture task force. And these are, we all kind of believe that as leaders, that's another thing we talk about as leaders. There's no bosses. There's no managers. Everybody's a leader in the organization. And we talk about the culture task force, and we feel like that our leaders, it's their responsibility to be keepers of the culture, right? And so just today we had, 65 people, I think, showed up for today's call. Today was, we were talking more about empowering women in leadership roles and how to, foster that in an organization. But that's just a small example of, what we do, right? So you get leaders together with all ranks in throughout the company and all different types of positions. And we get together and we talk about the culture of the business. And we work really, really hard on it every day in our, just in our daily decision-making. But in majority of our meetings, we talk about empowering the future, right? So I think a lot of people in business leadership roles, they're very protective of their title. And I think for us, we try to create opportunities for people to move up and advance within the company organically. So that's leadership programs. There's a ton of training that goes into that and things that we do to foster that so that we're bringing up leaders within the organization from the ground level and really providing a roadmap for somebody that joins us to really make a career out of this investment in their time with Cyton. And I think we don't take that for granted. You know, I mean, this has been the great resignation. You've seen a lot of companies talk about employees leaving, and we just haven't had the same level of kind of turnover that I think other companies experience because we really work so hard on that cultural aspect of the business. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. You know what? And it's so funny because it's so true. It's not like there's never conflict, and it's not like there's never disagreements, but it's good when you can just talk to each other and like virtually hug it out, and everyone, you know, works it out. And I think that's the secret to the success of a business, because not everyone's going to be happy all the time. But the fact that you've got that culture task force and the fact that, you know, everybody is, you know, is like a leader in the company. And it's true. They are the ones that need to be the keepers of the culture. So I love that. So that was a really good answer. Especially on the fly.
Well, when you think about it, like it comes from the heart. And I think at the end of the day, like when you have an organization, it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning. When you have everybody in the company that feels like they're an owner of the business, people make decisions much differently, right? I mean, and that's something that, you know, we're just privileged to be in that situation. I mean, you know, and again, it starts with the way that the company was founded and the way that we give back to our employees. I mean, routinely is part of what keeps that culture. And it's, you know, it's a serving gratitude type mindset. You know, leaders that are self-serving don't go far in this company, and they get weeded out, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's so true. And you know what? You're right, because there is a big turnover in this industry, especially in device companies. And Cyton just doesn't seem to have it. There's, you know, like it's obvious you don't see that. You know, because Australia, like I only see Australia, and Australia is, of course, relatively new. How long have we been in Australia?
Five, a little over 5 years now.
Five years.
It seems like yesterday, but it's been 5 years now, if you can believe that.
And it started with one person, then it went to two, and now there's five in Australia on the ground. So it's just like, you know, Cyton's, you know, the going places, which is exciting.
Yeah, we've been in Australia 5 years. I guess we've been there for longer than that, because we were working with a distributor partner there.
True.
In the market. And I think that, you know, when we went direct, I mean, I think it'd have been easy to kind of just, you know, forget about where you came from. And I think we tried to protect that, because the person that we were working with and the company we were working with, they had a long, you know, 10 year plus history with us. And so we found a way to keep Arthur and his team involved on the service side. And it's been great, because those customers that, you know, that bought 10, 15 years ago, the person that they bought with is still involved in the organization. Right. So again, like we didn't lose our distributor partner, but we gained another family member that, you know, is supporting the direct operation there in a really helpful and unique way. But it's given us the flexibility now to do more and invest in working directly with individual clinics. And like you said, it started with one, and we've grown it. And, you know, we still see just a ton of runway for us in that market. We're very bullish on the opportunity there. And, you know, we're working with some great customers and some really high-end key opinion leaders. And we see nothing but continued success there. All the indicators, you know, prove and have shown that that's going to be a market that's always going to have a place inside the business at Cyton.
Yep. And you know what? One of the other things as well is I think sometimes businesses become complacent in that it's like, oh, this is, you know, really cruisy. We're just, you know, we'll just won't change anything because everything's going great, blah, blah, blah. But I love the fact that Cyton is actually committed to continuous improvement and the fact that they're always wanting to better what is already something really good. And that's quite admirable in today's climate.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ever stop learning, right? You can't stop growing. So, yeah, we're just at the beginning phases of where we think we'll go on that. I mean, now it's, you know, we've built the brand, and now we're working on building consumer brands. So that's been a big focus as we move forward into the next phase of Cyton Australia and Cyton really globally, is working on positioning our consumer brands and doing more to help drive awareness with brand-specific activities, driving them into our patients or into our providers' clinics, and really connecting the patients with the providers And yeah. So you'll see as we move forward, that's a bigger focus of where we go. Obviously we're in the device space. We have to continue to place units, but you'll start to see a focus on us driving more utilization for our practices and our providers as well.
Yep. You know, and it's really funny because I think that as a general consensus, I think around, or at least in Australia, I think people are generally asking for the procedure, not by treatment, but by the actual name. Like say, for example, like, you know, that I'm addicted to the Halo and I'm going to have that for the rest of my life, you know, every couple of years. Cause it's the best treatment that I've ever had. But so people are asking for, hey, I want to get a Halo, or hey, you know, I want to have BBL. So people are actually asking for things by name. So I think that's a really great strategy of, being more, not consumer focused, but kind of, you know, getting that out there a little bit more to the end consumer.
For sure. I mean, we've been fortunate to have some really kind of big placements. I'm not really at liberty to talk about all of them, but you can go and look on our social media profiles over the last couple of weeks and kind of see some of the names of household names that have been posting recently about their use of the treatment. Right. And that's all organic. This wasn't stuff that we had to go out and kind of search for, try to find brand ambassadors for. These were organic folks that, they're on the same kind of routine that, you know, that we're all on, right, with taking care of their skin and kind of trying to have a kind of a regimen of good skin quality for the rest of their life. And part of that regimen includes the use of, you know, like you said, Halo, Moxie, BBL. Those are three flagship products that we routinely see, you know, popping up in the media with celebrities and influencers.
Yeah, but just recently I was watching Kim Kardashian having a treatment at a clinic, and it was just great to think, oh wow, I can have that. You know, it's something that we all can actually reach, and the fact that someone who's got all the money in the world will go and have it done, that says a lot as well. You know, so I know what you mean when it's good when other people spruik how great a treatment is. I love it.
You got to get that Halo glow. You know,
God,
that's what we're all going for.
I've got it at the moment and I love it because it's really funny because I don't know what it is, but I went out with my girlfriends last night and we went to a musical, and as soon as I rocked up, I haven't seen them for, I don't know, about a month or so. And they're like, oh my God, what have you done? You know, your skin looks amazing. You know, if you had Botox, and I'm like, no, I just, had a Halo treatment. And it even just sounds a bit heavenly. You know what I mean? I just had a Halo treatment,
I love it.
And yeah, I know, it's so good.
Did you find that some of the feedback that I'm just interested to get your opinion on it. Did you feel like you had to wear less makeup immediately after than you said you're about a month out? What's your makeup or your kind of routine? Are you feeling like you're seeing less?
I've worn absolutely nothing on my skin except for concealer under my eyes, just a bit of concealer under because I've got really dark eyes, and eyeliner. And I'll put a bit of blush straight on. So I just don't wear foundation, which is really nice. So it looks like I've got foundation on, but I haven't. So I guess, and for me, I love it because I don't really like the feeling of having a lot of crap on my skin. I'm a bit of a hippie on the inside, but I want to look good.
Yeah.
And of course, we all know.
I'm telling my daughter the same thing. I'm raising, teenage daughters, and they're all about, putting on the makeup, and I'm sitting here biting my tongue because I'm like, are they old enough? When is the appropriate age where they can start getting, these Halo treatments or some of these other treatments? Because I know, because the feedback that you just said is the stuff that I've heard from others. It's like, look, they just, the amount of makeup that they're having to wear is diminished. And I think for a lot of people, that's super important. And, I see it every day in my house because I see the bills and the amount of skincare products that come in on a daily, weekly basis in my home. So
yeah,
that's gotta be a big thing for a lot of people out there.
Of course. No, it's so true. And so tell me, just recently, Cytime was recognized as one of the fastest growing private companies on this year's Inc. 5000 list, 2022. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah. That, again, another organic little surprise. It probably shouldn't come as a surprise to us because we know what we're building, but it sure feels good when other people out there start to recognize it. We've always kind of felt like we were this little best kept secret is the phrase that a lot of us would use internally. And, we saw a lot of companies out there growing at, these big clips, and we just kept wondering like, okay, well, we seem to be doing all the right things. When, when are we going to get, you know, to use kind of a sports analogy, like you're on the bench kind of waiting for the opportunity, or you're in the minor leagues waiting for the opportunity to get the call up and get in the game. And, you know, it's been great. I mean, we're coming up on, I think, our 14th quarter of growth. And it's just like double digit, you know, we're outpacing the competition, and it's really exciting. And again, I don't want to go into too many of the financials that'll probably bore your listeners here, but we're super excited because, you know, in the midst of all of the supply chain stuff that was going on, in the midst of, you know, the world kind of coming to a halt, you know, we've been really fortunate. And we always were, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that were focused on body, and that's a big treatment that I think, you know, obviously we're looking at, and we want to try to be in that arena at some point. But we were always just really great at addressing skin. And I think it was a little fortuitous because, you know, we talked about the Zoom boom, but, you know, you're seeing yourself on these screens, in some cases on a 60, you know, 60 inch monitor or some huge monitor, and you're looking at all the imperfections that you can see because they're blown up and magnified. And, you know, here we are in an environment too with social media and some of these other things where you have filters, and we kind of look at it like we have the solution. We have the filters in the sense that you can go get a halo or you can go get a treatment, and you really basically get a filter that you can, you know, live by and live with every single day. And so it's a little bit fortuitous, maybe call it luck. I'm not real sure, but you know, that's kind of what happened for us. I mean, we saw this big boom and this big, you know, growth around people really wanting to invest in their skin quality. And the next thing you know, I mean, our providers were busy, and that equated to more system sales. And, you know, it's just been a really fun ride. And with some of the things we have in the pipeline to kind of back up that next phase, we're really excited and bullish about where the company is going to go over the next couple of years.
Amazing. And do you reckon, before we go, do you reckon you can just run through whereabouts in the world Cyton, like, because I know that Japan, there's Australia, there's New Zealand. Where I mean, you can pretty much buy a Cyton anywhere in the world. Is that right? But where is it?
Is, yeah.
Where do you actually have Cyton, like, I guess, branches? Would that be the right thing to call them? Or?
Sure. So we're direct in, obviously, the U.S. That's our biggest market. And then, obviously, our next expansion was into Canada. And then Japan, Australia, recently launched 2 years ago in the U.K., this year we've launched into France. So we're looking at other markets. I mean, that's part of our strategic plan for the future, is just, you know, focusing on new market opportunities and expansion in our international business. And we see that as just a huge upside opportunity for us. And, you know, as we look and put together plans, it's always a big discussion point on where are we going to go next. And, you know, look, we don't have to be everywhere. We want to focus on countries where, you know, we feel like our products are going to have a nice fit, and you know, we don't have to be everywhere. So we take our time, and again, we do it all organically, right? So there's not just a rush to try to go out and be everywhere, just to say we're in all these countries and see a bunch of top line growth that really doesn't do anything for the business, you know. And again, we answer to ourselves, right? And so I'll look at a market where I see opportunity and the right team of people and the right investment in people, because I really believe that. You know, when I look back at what we did right in Australia and where we've made mistakes in other markets that we've launched into or attempted to launch into over the last 15 years that I've been with the company, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times it centers around the people and the team that you put together, right? And so you can have the greatest product in the world. You can have what you think is the best story, but if you can't put together the right team to go out and execute it, then it's all for naught. And, you know, that's really, I'm opportunistic about finding the right people. And that's, it's not necessarily, it doesn't always have to be the right market, because I feel like skin is skin, and we're, you know, we can, you know, we make people's skin look great. And that's a problem that exists all over the world. So I'm looking for the right people to partner with and the right teams to build. And that's how I get excited about a market. I mean, you can look at the big countries and come up with a list of where, you know, the top GDP countries are, where the biggest skincare companies are. And of course, those are the ones that are the, you know, the easiest to pick out. But the hardest part is finding the right people.
Yep. Do you know what? You're so right, because even if you, because it's really important to, because you can train people, but you can't train an attitude. So it's just so important, and it's great that you actually employ for the person rather than for the knowledge. Of course, they're going to need the knowledge as well anyway, but you can teach that knowledge, you know? So I love that. It's all about the person really and how they fit in?
I'll steal this from a good friend of mine that taught me a lot. He says, you hire the smile, train the skill.
Yeah. So good. I'm going to put that on my social media today. You hire the smile and train the skill.
Yeah, I mean, you can teach people to, you know, if they're willing.
It's true.
They have a good attitude. You can teach them to do things, but you can't teach someone to have a positive attitude. I mean, that starts with the decision you make every day, getting out of bed. Like, what side of this are you going to be on? Are you going to go out and attempt to do something great? Or are you going to, you know, you're battling that's your first kind of thought of the day is, what's today going to be like?
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's, you know, fundamentally, it's, you know, kind of a deep approach. You said you were a little bit holistic and hippie at heart. So we can go down that path, because I totally believe in that stuff. I mean, people that have the right attitude are just, those are the people I try to surround myself with every day.
Yeah, totally. And we all know that my beautiful skin is because of yoga and drinking lots of water. And that's the image that I want to give. So I'm more than happy to go and have as many treatments as I can. People go, what do you do? Oh, you know, nothing. I love it. Well, look, Percy, I got to say thank you so much for taking the time today, because I know it's a ridiculous hour over there in the US, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, so I can actually share with everyone the excitement and the joy around Cyton, because I love Cyton. I just love the devices, I love the company, love the treatment, love the family, I love the whole lot. So it's really a privilege for me to talk to you today, so I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Trish.
Lovely. And listeners, look, if you do want to have a Cyton treatment or find out anything else on Cyton, you can just go to our social media, which is Cyton_AusNZ or Cyton_Inc. You can drop us a DM and I'll forward it on. So yeah, anything you need to know, just give us a call. Thanks so much for joining us today, Percy.
Thanks. Thank you.
Have a great day. Cheers. Cheers.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.